All right, we are here. We are Galexis, and welcome, welcome. It is such a pleasure to speak with you once again, to sit with you, to be with you, to work with you, to infuse you with love and healing. Indeed, let yourself open up and receive our touch, if you will, throughout this evening. We can come work with you at any time. We're talking about a very important topic this evening. In the whole process of change, spiritual development, opening your spiritual path, opening to your destiny, to your future, to your choice, to your dreams of what you wish your life to be, you have to always upgrade your self-image. We've talked about self-image before, the importance of expanding it so that the successes that you can have can be held on to, that can be sustained. That if you do not increase your self-image, then your successes cannot increase either. It is the you, your vibration, your energy field that determines the quality of those things that come to you in your life. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that if you have a beautiful and bright energy field, only things that you consider positive and beautiful and wonderful and successful and happy will come to you. You didn't come here just to experience success. You came to this physical earth experience to learn about everything. You wanted to learn about how to create a reality that works for you, how to work with the stuff of reality, the stuff that makes up the physical plane, that makes up the astral, mental, and causal planes. You wanted to work with the stuff of consciousness, to learn how to shape it, to craft it, to work with it in such a way that you can create a fulfilling life for yourself and to share your love with others. Now, the way that you do it, of course, is that you need to learn, you need to grow. You need to do some healing, releasing, changing. And human beings, once they get kind of set in their ways, which you've probably noticed, are a bit resistant to change. Me? Change? No, I want the world out there to change. Well, what happens is the world out there is your feedback mechanism. It's your mirror. And the world will bring to you your reality, your world, will bring to you everything that you need for your spiritual growth and development, for your journey home to the divine. Everything will come to you. Some things come to you that do not seem to be that positive. If you will understand that when they come to you, they are offering you an opportunity of growth, not through suffering, but through self-recognition. If you can remember who you are, the divine being, the light being, having a physical plane experience, then those dark things, those negative things, those limiting things, those perhaps unpleasant, uncomfortable, even painful things, will be of fairly short duration. They can flow through you. They can be like water on a duck's back. That was a bit of an emphasis, okay? It'll be like water on a duck's back. It'll flow through you. You will not be trapped by it, imprisoned by it. If you can hold your resonance, hold your level of self, You won't fall into the turmoil. You won't shrink into that smaller self. Some of you, when you encounter challenges that appear difficult to you at first, you have a temptation to leave this light being self that you are, put that self aside, and shrink back into your child self. Or perhaps into that 16-year-old that didn't know how to handle it. You're giving your power away when you do that, and you don't really learn anything. What it means is that you have to then suffer. You have to work through it. And you'll work your way back. You're on a personal and development path. You can't help it. It's part of your nature to learn and to grow and to become more. So you will return eventually to that glorious, expansive, higher state of being, that greater light radiating, that energy field, beautiful, shiny, owning more and more of your divinity, your power, your love, your freedom, and trusting a little bit more, perhaps, or maybe not. But why go through all of that cycle when, if you can stay that bright, beautiful self, and when challenges come to you, you stay there holding your love, holding your resonance? Why not experience that? Because if you do that, very often the challenges that are presented to you will offer, through various magical twists and turns, sometimes very positive new experiences. What you want to change in order to maintain that brilliant light of yours, that greater resonance, is your story, your personal story. The story of you. You know, if you're going to write your memoir, right? You were born at this and that time and place to those parents. You grew up here. Life was like this and that. Most of the time you think of it in terms of all the facts of your past. But underlying those quote-unquote facts of your past, which are your prioritized memories, we might say, some memories that conflict with those facts that indeed happened, will disappear from your memory because they're not consistent with that story. That's what's underlying the facts, is a contextual interpretation of these facts. What these facts mean, that you grew up in a small town, for example, what did that mean? If you were a small town person, what did that mean? Did that mean that when you moved to the great city, that you were ill prepared? Or you found it too busy, too hectic, too stressful? We're using that as an example. But every one of you has your example. You have many of them. Some of you have examples, well, most everyone has examples of how somehow or another you were denied or deprived of something in your childhood. Your parents didn't have enough money, you moved and lost your friends, or your friends moved away, abandoning you. You had to be alone because people didn't understand you. All these kinds of stories interwoven with your facts, quote unquote, make up your story, your storyline. The unpleasant part of this is that it holds you in place. You don't have the opportunity to experience something that's outside the alignment of that story. Because the only things you allow into your life, or the way you respond to things in your life, is in identification with the person for whom that story is real and true. But imagine for a moment, what if that story isn't really true? What if it isn't really real? What if it's something that you've made up? What if, now here's time. Time has only one time, and that is now. What if you just dropped in right now with a whole storyline? It's totally possible. There are people walking around who did not exist a week ago. They're adults now with a full storyline. And they still have friends, high school friends, who live only a few blocks away, all created in a snap. Your life can be created in a snap. It can be changed in a snap. What story would you prefer to have? And why? Yes, there are certain parts of your story you're very attached to. Are these attached parts that you so go over again and again and again? Is this something that's problematic, that explains a limitation that you experience today? If so, you have the choice to change your story. We offer you today the opportunity to reconsider the storyline you've given yourself, that which you've identified with. Very often you can find your key story parts, your elements of plot and design. If you were to make a movie of it, the elements of plot, your changes of plot, the various scenes of your life, the acts of your life, like a play. You've put it together in a nice dramatic encapsulation, a beautiful drama entitled My Life So Far. One of the ways to find your key pivotal plot points is to ask yourself, what do you say in the blank, fill in the blank, to these questions? The first question is, when I face challenges, I always blank. Fill in the blank. I always, how do you respond? Fill in the blank. That's your response to challenges. Now, in your storyline, you'll probably have an explanation, a cause and effect explanation about why that response always has to be there. Generally, the explanation is having something to do with your parents, or the absence of your parents, or some previous romantic involvement, or something that happened in school that was life-changing. Some dramatic event, an accident, some circumstance made a big impact on you and your life changed. It's because of that I always respond to my challenges this way. We want to point out that you think this is real, that this is truth, whereas it's just a mental cause and effect organization of data. And frankly, cause and effect i.e. linear reality, is a very, very small part of the whole reality that you live in. That you are so fascinated with that linearness and that logic and that cause and effect orientation is because you see the other parts of your life too chaotic, too uncontrollable, too way out there. So you had chosen at some point in your life to narrow your focus to that which made sense to you, which felt like order for you, which felt kind of safe, because as long as you had this storyline, you had an idea about who you were and who you are and how you should act, how you should behave, what your life patterns should be. You've given your power away to your story. The power of creating an awesome reality, because you're afraid of the chaos, of the unknown, you're going to find a little storyline. This is the known. This is what is known. I'll stick to that. And now I have an idea of my identity. I know who I am, what I'm like, what my tastes are, my taste preferences are. Just like with the challenges, when you fail to achieve what you are trying to achieve, you always fill in the blank. This is more current, because not only does it come with perhaps some old stuff from the past where you kick yourself a bit and say, oh, darn it, you did it again, and you loser. But it also has something about, well, here's what I have to do with it now. It's too unpleasant. Maybe I should zone out. Maybe I should escape right now. Or maybe I should fix myself, improve myself. How are you going to do that? You look at your storyline. Okay, here's all the big points, highlights of my life. And here's how well I've improved my life in the past. And it seems like there's this issue that just keeps coming up, and I never seem to really fully get on top of it. So I guess I'll go and plug hard at it again. It can be kind of discouraging when you give your power away to your story. Sometimes you can be angry in this story because other people have treated you badly. They haven't respected you, honored you. One of your questions is, who has not respected me? Fill in the blank. Who has abandoned me? Fill in the blank. Who is it that judges me? Fill in the blank. You might go even into your past and still find maybe your mother or your father or your older sibling or something to put in these blanks. But that's part of creating a good story. Whereas if you ask the truth, you'll put it, your own name in there, in all those blanks. Because you wrote the story. So if you wrote the story to where you were abandoned, and therefore, throughout the rest of your life, you've always been abandoned, be careful, you might have abandoned yourself. You might be looking to external circumstances, to other people, to save you from that pain. So you see, there's a liability with buying into your own story that you've created. You see, if you have an issue or a problem in your life right now, you can go back through your life and say, look, here's where it started and why, and here's how it got more anchored in this incident here, and 3 years later, here's where it came up again, and it was really painful there, and then 5 years later, here it is again in another form, but it's the same issue, and here I am today with this issue. So you can go back into your story and find out all the reasons why you have this issue today. But you see, sometimes when they've looked at the lives of very successful and famous people, they go back and look at their childhood and they see where there was originality there, creativity there, imagination here. Where they picked up this skill here and developed that awareness there that led them to their greatness. Both experiences and journeys through the childhood, adolescence, young adulthood, and adulthood story is just as illusory. It's a selective memory. You go back and you pick and choose to explain where you are now. But here you are now. If you will take your power back over your own story, demand to yourself, you speak the truth to you, you will step free of the imprisonment of your story to allow your greatness to shine. And with great ease, almost automatically, instantaneously, as you step into your greatness, you can look back at your past and it will have changed. Because the orientation, the lineup of events will line you up to be here now, the person you are now. That's only if you free yourself from your story can you rewrite your story. If you've done a lot of work in the psychological and spiritual psychology areas, you find that going back and doing some processing, clearing some stuff in the past, is really effective to freeing you and freeing your awareness in the present. But most of the time, once you get the awareness, you forget to rewrite the story. And again, guess what? The pattern continues to return. The limitations, the same old limitations, continue to show up. The opportunity you have, however, in every moment of your spiritual growth is to step free of an old story. To step through the void, through the nothing, the emptiness, the womb of the goddess, the place where the birth of dreams are made. To dream a new dream for yourself. And in that new dream, to write a new storyline for you. A storyline that turns out quite a bit better. Now the truth is, when you're willing to be ruthlessly truthful with yourself, those moments of raw truth will reveal to you who you are. And dear ones, you're not really of this world, and that scares you sometimes. How do I function in my life as a light being How do I function in my life as a majestic, radiant, powerful force? You see, if you make a mistake, it's very easy to snag some of that old story, limiting story of the past, into the present. To judge yourself, to limit yourself, and think, well, maybe that you're not such a great, fantastic person after all. And you can forget your divinity. You can forget your light nature. But if you can remember your light nature, and you can hold a focus with that, a dedication, a commitment to you, to be with you, to be here now with you, to love you, to choose for you, to make you number one, not in a negative, egotistical way, not you and nobody else, but to put you on the list, number one on the list, of your list of valuing you. Valuing you. You are the most valuable being for you. You are the creator of your very reality. As much as so many people say this, you create your own reality. Yeah, that was the slang term of the 80s and the early 90s. Yeah. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, right. Well, you know, you create your own reality, and also true is you cannot control your reality. Your reality is out of control. You got the two confused, unfortunately. You thought by creating your reality, you should be able to control it. No, you're doing creativity here. When you try to control, you try to make it perfect. You try to make it just so, make it right, according to some kind of standards set up, of course, years ago. Some kind of ego orientation set up years ago. But if you will stay here now and recognize your divinity, no matter what comes your way, good, bad, or indifferent, you can handle it. Some of you have more difficulty handling good things than you do bad things, or rather, limiting things. Because limiting things are you're more familiar with. Oh, yeah, I can handle that. I know how to respond when that happens, but success? Gee, I don't know. Am I going to be expected to do something? What are people going to expect me to be if I'm successful? Am I going to have to be real visible? Are people going to judge me? Am I going to have to carry greater responsibilities? Am I going to have to take on greater burdens now? Now is the spotlight on me, so now if I should make a mistake, it's going to humiliate me and everybody's going to laugh. Oh gosh, success sounds pretty scary to me. Maybe I shouldn't go for it. But you see, you're writing the story. If you write your future according to the story of your past, it's going to scare the dickens out of you. It's going to be very difficult to step into a successful life that you have indeed are able to create and to bring to yourself the opportunities for. So think for a moment. What if you didn't have this past at all? What if you were just born right now? And you have all your conscious awareness of how to use language and feeling and thinking, but your storyline has somehow disappeared. You have this kind of amnesia. What story would you like to create? What patterns would you like to have? an example we make is with the channel, that she was having trouble sleeping because she was always interrupted by noise too early in the morning. And then she was unable to get back to sleep. And she went through a whole RV trip, parking in one campground night after night, this campground, that campground. And if you've ever been into an RV park, you notice how close the RVs are to each other. If you get a 20-foot wide space, you're doing really well. So somebody talks in the trailer next to you. You could hear it. Somebody has a motorhome next to you, and they turn it on at 6 a.m. It's going to be 6 feet from your head. So the channel and Daniel went on their RV trip for 5 months, 1 year, and 4.5 months the next year, traveling around the country, going to various places. And every night, they would take great pains to try and find the quietest spot they could find, only to find some unique way that the channel could be disturbed early in the morning. Amazing, the synchronicities. One morning, it just so happened that there was a tree branch over it, and it rained in the night, and the water drops came 20 feet down. Thunk, thunk, thunk. Where did they hit on the RV? Right over her head. Not on the other side of the RV. Right? Not harmlessly on the ground outside. No, right over her. And if somebody had an alarm go off in their RV, it would be the one next door. Or the ones who leave early in the morning and make a lot of noise. Or the ones that arrive in the middle of the night and try to set up and are swearing at each other because they can't see in the dark. Just outside the window. Or the birds, the blue jays that screech at dawn. Or ravens and crows. Amazing. Amazing the opportunities that she created. And then she would swear, be upset, be angry, judge these people, be angry at the crows, judging, wishing she, doing meditative visualization. She'd go out and blast them all to hell. I have to get the anger out, she rationalizes. These are rude people. So finally she got, hey, who's creating your reality, huh? What's the scenario? And she realized that in her childhood, she had this scenario set up to where her mother would come and wake her up in the morning. And the way her mother did it was no gentle way whatsoever. She was asleep in a bed upstairs. Her mother slept downstairs. And her mother would be in the kitchen, put on the coffee, open the door to the hallway, walk to a bell at the base of the stairs, an alarm, and buzz it. All right? And that buzz, she would jump 2 inches out of bed, It was so loud. All right? And her mother would say, you got to get up now, right now. It wasn't like, you can languish in bed for another 5 minutes. No, now. So it was a great jolt with which she started her mornings. She was angry about it, but nothing she could do. Powerless rage. But that startle effect was so much so that she started to say, okay, if I'm already awake, it's not going to disturb me as much. So she started waking up when her mother was walking in the hallway before she reached the buzzer. Then she started waking up when her mother opened the door to the hallway. Then she started waking up when her mother started walking in the kitchen towards the door to open the door to go in the hallway. Now she's really sensitive to sound. So that she won't be shocked by the buzzer. So that was her story. And it played out this way. She let go of the story. She stopped judging the people as being rude. She'd even wish them well. She'd laugh. Because every morning when she'd be disturbed, she began to laugh. I can't believe it. I can't believe I've found yet another way to do it, to wake myself up. One morning, a truck pulled up next to the RV, and it was a dog groomer. Okay? Who would have thought that? And the dog groomer liked to play Elvis Presley really loud. So she would open. She woke up to blue suede shoes. And so she began to laugh because obviously that was one of the craziest ways to wake up she'd ever waked up to. And once she started to laugh, she began to step free of her story. What's the truth? The truth is that you think that you got to be waked up early. And that it's other people's fault. But it's not. Forgive your mother. Yeah, she did all that. She shifted. She stopped responding like the child she was. And she started responding like the light being she was becoming. And it didn't happen anymore. It stopped happening. She has even been able to sleep through the garbage pickup at 7 a.m. I don't mean that her sleep is fantastic, but it means that that pattern has been healed. And if really loud noises go on, really disturbing noises go on, they generally show up when she's awake. She wakes up and she's lying there and before she drifts back off to sleep, the noise starts. So it's not doesn't disturb her. That's just an example. She rewrote the story, that particular piece. What is your issue? What is it that repeats for you? Where you have given yourself the opportunity to be frustrated, frightened, angry, upset, disturbed, sad. What is it you've done? Select a pattern. We know you got at least one juicy one somewhere. Everybody does. And what we'll do later on this evening is we'll do a little meditation and we'll do some shifting and we'll rewrite you. And you can rewrite you. You can respond differently and have different outcome. Then you can begin to look at your future, who you're going to be, and start claiming that and start imagining, how do you live that story in your daily life? How would that future you, say 5 years down the road, now it's a ways, but let's say you have living the absolutely fantastic, fabulous life 5 years down the way, and you've been living it for a while, as of 5 years. If the you that was there, look back to the you that you are here now, what would the storyline be in between? What would be different? And then how would you, from that future, look at your life back in your childhood in the early years of your development? How would it explain the life that you were born into and raised through? And you have the opportunity to change your past as well through selective memory. That's the way you write your stories, through selective memory. Might as well use it to your advantage, yes? You can dream a new dream. You can create a new story. You can have a fabulous life. And you don't have to have a perfect life to have a fabulous life. But you have to have a good story. A light line. A light storyline. Not light like in shallow, but light as in divine. It's your call, your choice. We'll be doing more of this work in detail, building a new life in detail in the workshop that we have coming up. Shortly, it's about living and enjoying and loving your life. So if you want to build some good, juicy detail, there you'll be able to. Write that storyline down. Might be a sound like a really amazing novel. And you'll live it. For now, though, what we'd like to do is to turn the floor over to you. Some of you may have questions, and we'd be very happy to address those. And it can be about this topic, or it can be about any topic of interest to you. Daniel has the mic, so if you're interested, just, you know, raise your hand and he will bring you the mic. All right.
Thank you, Calexis. I've had this experience for the last... intensely for the last year, but I'd say for quite a bit longer than that. But in the last few months, it has quite literally felt as though there's another energy that is sort of stopping me at every turn. And
how does that play out? How does that look in your life? Like every avenue you try gets stopped?
That's what it looked like 2 years ago, but by, let's say, the summer, it felt like I was being physically beaten. And it's been really traumatic, and it has completely destroyed my life.
How does it look like being physically beaten? It feels like that, but what does it actually look like?
Well,
you get someone yelling at you, or you get some violent circumstance, or what?
No, it looks like I am sitting reading a book and it feels like there's a spike going through my head. It looks, it feels like I'm being punched. And in the middle of all of this, in every detail of my life, and I will say I was pretty happy before. I felt like I was really in touch with a lot of joy and happiness and magic even, you know, and my whole life has been
Been actually getting better and better, hadn't it?
I felt so. I felt that I was I felt like I was more and more out of my own way. I felt like I was more and more on the pulse of work that I do well. I felt like I was growing in confidence and strength, and that was really that what I had to offer was really being appreciated.
Yes.
And then I just start, and then it just took a dive, and I don't know why, and I don't know
but
why.
But you still doing the work, and you're still... The circumstances of your life haven't really changed. It's this internal...
No, all of the circumstances of my life have changed. Like,
okay,
my life
so
has
no
been completely gutted and been completely picked clean. So I've gone from that to I don't have a job and I don't have a car and I barely, momentarily won't even have a place to live. And I don't understand it. I don't know. So I don't think that I had a story that was disempowering me. I think I was going from strength to strength and I was happy. And somehow I'm in a different story now. And I don't understand how I got here, and I don't understand what I need. I don't understand what created the circumstance or invited it in. I don't understand how to release myself from it.
Right.
I don't understand how to return to a life that felt really joyous and filled with wonderful people and rich experiences.
All right. Well, what has happened for you in an overall spiritual context is that you're going through a pivotal life change. And it's a change that's going to have an internal shift of direction, a total different sense of self, and also your external situations are going to be quite different. It's as if you, in a way, came to a point of fulfillment of a dream that you dreamed some years ago. You actually dreamed this dream back when you were kind of in your late teens, early 20s. Right? And so it's a few years ago. And in a way, you fulfilled that, or you reached some sense of completion of that, and you entered a part of your life where you didn't really know what your dream was. You didn't know where you were going, just because you had previously organized your life around the manifestations, the job, the lifestyle, the people, and so on. And so, in a way, you got that lined up. You got that all together. What happened is that you went past your program. You kind of went to the edge of the world, to the cliff, and fell off into the nothing. And in that nothing, you took what had happened. You took that sense of loss. You took that sense of disorientation, you might say. You took it very personally. It was very hard for you to understand it even then. But what you're going to be experiencing, and what you have been experiencing through all of this, is going to ultimately lead you to a place that's better and fuller, richer, and more dimensional than where you were. But in the meantime, we need to address where you are now.
Right? And how to get from where you say I'm going, from where I am right
from
now.
From where you are where now you to where you're going. Now, part of it you will do in this meditation we'll have a little bit later. But right now we want to talk about what's going on with this physical sense of being beaten, the physical sense of impact, okay? This is a part of you that has run amok. What you might say is a shadow part of yourself. This part is asking for your attention, asking for your love, and asking for your help and healing. And the thing is that you didn't really want to do that, because it felt like you would be going back into the darkness again, that you would be focusing on something negative. And so it would wait in the moments when you were most relaxed, or when, like when you're going to sleep, or like when you're reading a book, or something like that, and it would pester you. The spike through your head, that's like, okay, you gotta get it. You gotta, you know, help me, is the message that a wounded part of yourself is calling you to do. This wounded part of yourself has become dark. It has become, it is starting to act like a demon. Okay? It is sabotaging you at every turn right now, until you give it your awareness, until you pay attention to it. Now, this negative part of you, or this demonic part of you, also has a light side, but you're not really able to experience that, because the dark side has to be healed it is actually indicative of a very high level of spiritual development and growth that you are experiencing this, despite what it externally, according to the eyes of the world, would look like. What it is doing is divesting you of the world, of the illusion around you, until all that is left is you. And in that pivot, you will find your new vision, your new dream, and your new self. And we are always delighted about the synchronicities of you coming to this particular event, because this is the specific one for you. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you take care of this part of you? This part of you that's hurt, that's wounded. It's not about going into your past and digging any more in there. This is a you that's here and now. Yes, it was in your past, but it's a past of yours that you neglected, that you abandoned. So we would suggest that you do a technique, a mirror technique, where you look at yourself in the mirror and you let this part of you, the demonic part now, to speak to you of its anger, of its rage and its pain, its terror, and so forth. And then you can forgive it, you can acknowledge it, you can heal it, and then the parts of you and it that are ready to go to get further together can unite and come together. And some of the wisdom of your future will be revealed to you. This is a very powerful change. Most people don't do a change quite like this, but every one of you has on some level had to do this, or has to do this, has to come to terms with a part of yourself that you had to ignore throughout your life to date because you were busy trying to survive and succeed and get ahead and do all the things you're supposed to be doing as a person. So what we'd like to do right now is take all of you through this, if that's all right with you. All right? And of course it'd be specific for you, but every one of you, think about this. What part of you might you have left aside in your selective choice of what your storyline should be? What's the part of you? Now, the reason, dear one, that's happening for you is because some of your spirit helpers and guides, a very powerful shamanic beings, and this is a shamanic ritual. We don't know if you've ever done any work with shamanic work, have you?
My family lineage is a shamanic lineage.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it comes with the territory. You have some ancestors, you know, that are with you, that are very wise, and this is the way that they've dealt with the shadow, with the dark part. You see? And so here you are, the modern-day woman, right? But nevertheless, here is your opportunity to make the grand shift. So let us suggest that we all do a little visualization. It's little in the sense that it's short, but big in the sense that it can be profound.